This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Bird flu cases rise in Kathmandu Valley as outbreak reaches 82 locations in 11 districts. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's General Convention elects new office bearers. Party President Ramy Labisani vows responsible leadership. And US strikes Iran after drone attack on cargo ship, renewing tensions. Now the news in detail. Bird flu infections have been confirmed in 82 locations across 11 districts, with the outbreak spreading rapidly in the Kathmandu Valley over the past 3 months. According to the Department of Livestock Services, the H5N1 virus was first detected in Morang in March and has since spread to Jhapa, Sunsari, Motari, Bara, Chitwan, Nawalparasi, Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Lalitpur and Kabri Palanchuk. Director General at the Department of Livestock Services, Dr. Umesh Dahal, said nearly 570,000 chickens have been culled to contain the outbreak. Authorities have also destroyed nearly 1 million eggs and around 2,000 quintals of poultry feed. The department has established a bird flu disease control room and deployed technical teams to affected areas in coordination with federal, provincial, and local authorities. The outbreak has been brought under control rather in several districts, including Bara, Motari, Chitwan, Nawalparasi, Morang, Jhapa and Sunsari. However, surveillance remains high in Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur and Kabri Palanchuk, where infections are still being reported. The department has also started gene sequencing of the virus in collaboration with the National Public Health Laboratory to monitor any genetic mutations. The General Convention of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, has elected Sovita Gautam as Vice President under the Women's category. Gautam secured 789 votes, defeating Tosima Karki, who received 572 votes. Similarly, Bipin Kumaracharya was elected General Secretary, according to the party's election commission. Hari Dhakal and Asim Shah were elected joint General Secretaries. Likewise, Nisa Dangi was elected Joint General Secretary under the Women's category. Earlier, Ravi Lamisani was elected Party President unopposed, while Swarnim Wagli was elected Vice President unopposed. Likewise, Prime Minister and Party Leader Balindra Shah was elected the Party's Senior Leader. Earlier, 99 Central Committee members were elected in the first phase of voting, held as part of the General Convention. Meanwhile, Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani had said the party has established itself as a major and mature political force through its first general convention. Addressing party leaders and cadres after taking the oath of office and secrecy yesterday evening, Lamisani pledged to move forward responsibly and remain committed to the campaign of nation building. Police have arrested former All Nepal Football Association (INFA) president Karma Chuing Sherpa in connection with an alleged fraud and criminal breach of trust case. A team from the Central Investigation Bureau (CIB) of Nepal Police arrested Sherpa in Kathmandu yesterday evening. According to CIB spokesperson Senior Superintendent of Police Anup Samser Rara, Sherpa is being investigated over allegations of misappropriating 87.8 million rupees from Tungram International Academy in Kathmandu. Police also allege that Sherpa caused financial losses to the school and misused his position while serving as its executive head. The investigation is ongoing. A 13th century idol of Sakyamuni Buddha stolen from Kathmandu and taken to the United States has been restored to its original site at Nutshivahal in Kathmandu. The idol was returned through the joint efforts of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City, the Department of Archaeology and the Heritage Project. The Department of Archaeology said it will continue diplomatic efforts to recover all the stolen cultural artifacts taken abroad. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States has renewed its military strikes on Iran, saying the attacks were carried out in response to an Iranian drone strike on a cargo vessel in the Strait of Hormuz a day earlier. According to Al Jazeera, the U.S. Central Command said it targeted Iranian missile and drone storage facilities as well as coastal radar sites. It is the first U.S. strike on Iran since the two countries reached a memorandum of understanding on the 17th of June. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has accused the United States of violating the agreement and said its forces targeted locations where U.S. troops are deployed in retaliation for the latest attacks. The Iran also claims that the agreement gives Iran control over ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's main news agency, quoting local port authorities, reported that no damage was caused to Sirik port following the U.S. strikes. The death toll from two powerful earthquakes in Venezuela has risen to at least 920, while more than 3,300 people have been injured. According to the BBC, rescue teams are continuing search and rescue operations, particularly in the capital Caracas, where emergency workers are reportedly pulling survivors from the rubble by hand. Families are anxiously waiting for news of missing relatives as rescue efforts continue. International search and rescue teams, accompanied by sniffer dogs, have joined the operation. The earthquakes, measuring 7.2 and 7.5 in magnitude, struck just 1 minute apart on Wednesday night. The second quake was the strongest to hit Venezuela since 1900, causing widespread destruction across affected areas. Now, sports update. France, Senegal, Spain and Belgium secured victories in the latest FIFA World Cup 2026 group stage matches to advance to the round of 32. France defeated Norway by 4-1 to finish top of Group I, while Senegal thrashed Iraq by 5-0. Despite the defeat, Norway progressed to the round of 32, while Iraq were eliminated from the tournament. Senegal also advanced to the knockout stage as one of the tournament's best third-placed teams. In Group G, Belgium cruised to a 5-1 victory over New Zealand, while Egypt and Iran played out a 1-1 draw. Belgium and Egypt advanced to the round of 32. Iran's fate will be decided after the remaining group stage matches are completed. New Zealand exited a tournament. In Group H, Spain aced Uruguay by 1-0 to top the group, while Saudi Arabia and Cabo Verde played out a goalless draw. Spain and Cabo Verde qualified for the knockout stage. Uruguay and Saudi Arabia were eliminated after the latest results. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, as well as in the Tarai region of Koshi province. Partly cloudy conditions are likely in Madhya province and the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumbini provinces. The weather will remain mainly fair in the Tarai region of Sudhir Pashchim province. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall or snowfall at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the Tarai region of the country. Heat wave conditions are likely at a few places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bird flu cases rise in Kathmandu Valley as outbreak reaches 82 locations in 11 districts. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's General Convention elects new office bearers. Party President Robi Lamisani vows responsible leadership. And U.S. strikes Iran after drone attack on cargo ship, renewing tensions. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www. www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.